The co-host of Mike and Mike, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 580, Mike Greenberg, joining us now. Greeny, I hope you got your grandpa's afternoon nap today, my man.
I did not. I was actually able to sneak in a little golf, which is infinitely more fun, and I apologize for being a couple of minutes late. Scott, it's been a long time since we've been able to chat. How have you been?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Where'd you go? Did you go to Simsbury Farms today? Where'd you go golfing?
No. I live about 50 miles away from ESPN, so I play down here. It ain't Islesworth, I'll tell you that. The last time that I was in town, I went over there. Booker McFarland and I went over and played Islesworth, and let me tell you, that's living. That's about as good as it gets.
That's awesome. So, let's talk NBA playoffs first off, Michael. To say the least, they have been anticlimactic. I know the Spurs and the Rockets and the Wizards and the Celtics, they're tied at two. But for the most part, the playoffs have been big old bores, blowouts, 15 of the 16 second-round games, double digits. I love the NBA playoffs, Mike. I know you go back. You covered the old Chicago Bulls back in the day. But I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time watching these games.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I totally agree with you. The Celtics against the Wizards is like the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. You know, like which mid-major is going to get a chance to get in and just get slaughtered by Kentucky?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what this whole thing feels like. And the NBA has, I think, a really, really significant competitive issue right now. And to their everlasting credit, they've done something about it. The Durant thing, I think, just sent shockwaves through the league, and by putting in place these new provisions that make it so incredibly incentivized for players to stay with their teams. And so let's see if Paul George stays in Indiana. Let's see if Gordon Hayward stays in Utah. Let's see if Westbrook stays forever in Oklahoma City. If that stuff works, then this will sort of level itself out at some point when LeBron finally gets too old to keep doing this by himself and when Golden State ultimately disbands or something. But for the time being, the NBA season has basically become a two-week event. The college basketball season is a three-week event. March Madness has made all the rest of it seem totally irrelevant. And this has become a two-week event. Mm. The finals should be fabulous.
Yeah.
And we have this great contest where we're going to people are going to win a trip to go to all the games, and it should be absolutely epic. But, you know, there are 50 other weeks of the year, and basketball used to occupy a whole lot of those, and now almost everything else that is going on feels like just kind of shuffling around the deck chairs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And as a longtime fan of the sport, I can't stand it.
I got to tell you, I mean, it was about a month ago, I went on the air and I said, okay, Cleveland Cavalier fans, it is time to hit the panic button. You guys are 29th in the league in defense since the All-Star break. I'm telling you, no NBA team can flip the switch. Well, Michael, I was totally wrong. They have flipped the switch, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing for the league.
It's a terrible thing for the league, and I don't, you know, here's what they've done. A, they have LeBron, right? So he's one of the two or three best players that ever lived, and he, when he gets himself motivated, can do a lot of this himself. And B, the Eastern Conference is a joke. I mean, the teams, they as great as they've looked, and they've looked great, they beat Indiana and Toronto to get here. I mean, the Toronto played half the games in the series without Kyle Lowry, who in the playoffs basically can't make a shot anyway.
Yeah.
Indiana is a 500 team. So I don't know that this all of a sudden means that Cleveland is great. Their defense is still, I think, you know, average at best. But they're just so much more talented than anybody that they've played so far and anyone they're going to get the rest of the way in the Eastern Conference, that it's one thing to flip a switch. It's another thing to have basically spent, you know, the last 5 months being completely disinterested and finally waking up and feeling like it's time to go. I guess that is flipping the switch in its own way. But I don't know that they could have done it if, you know, back in the day, you know, the Indiana Pacers of Reggie Miller or the New York Knicks of Patrick Ewing, who made Michael Jordan work like crazy to get out of the Eastern Conference all those years. I don't know that this team could have flipped a switch if they had a team like that they had to get through.
Yeah, there is no middle class in the NBA right now. We are happy to have Mike Greenberg of Mike and Mike fame here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Mike, I know it's I said something I never thought I would say last week, and that is if LeBron wins this particular title, that I will crown him the GOAT, the greatest to ever play the game. You covered Jordan in his heyday. I'm still a huge Jordan guy, but the only thing missing from LeBron what was that Jordan-sized will and the basketball IQ, if you will. I don't know if we've ever seen a smarter baller than LeBron at this point, and the will, I believe, is approaching Jordan's. So I've kind of relented on the whole LeBron-Jordan thing. Where does that stand with you? How about you?
You can do that if you want to. It's 100% defensible, and I'll tell you, here's another piece of data for your argument. If LeBron wins this championship, and of course that's still a huge if, but if he beats this team, a team that won 73 games a year ago and added Kevin Durant, then he will have beaten by far the best team or a better team than Michael Jordan ever beat in the playoffs. And the Warriors, people like to denigrate this era. The Warriors are that good. There's no question they're that good. They have four Hall of Famers on their team and a fairly deep bench. So they're that good. This will be a better team than Jordan ever beat in the finals. Better than the Utah Jazz of Malone and Stockton, better than the Portland team he beat the first time that had Drexler, much better than the version of the Lakers with Magic that Jordan played against. That was not the Kareem, James Worthy. Those guys were gone by then. So this is a better version, a better team than any team that Jordan would ever have beaten to win a championship, and I think that definitely makes a big difference. If you want to make an argument, if LeBron wins this title and you want to make an argument that he's the greatest player of all time, you can absolutely do it. And if anyone tells you you're crazy, they don't know what they're talking about. Now, you can love Michael Jordan so much. I was just on in Chicago right before I called you. They're refusing to acknowledge any of this. I get it. If you're a crazy Bulls fan and you lived through the Michael Jordan era and you love him, then I totally get it. You're going to dismiss the other guy, and I'm fine with that. But if you're just a basketball fan and you're just watching the two of them play, and I saw their entire careers in both cases, to me it's 1 and 1A. I would probably take Jordan, but that's probably because I was younger then, and everything seemed greater when you were younger.
Yeah, sure. We are speaking with Mike Greenberg of Mike and Mike fame here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Big promotion. You guys have already started, Michael, the Mike and Mike at the NBA Finals promotion. I know you have, what, like winning words every day? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I love it. It's the simplest thing in the world. So tomorrow morning at 7:20 and then again at 9:20, we're going to give the winning word. It's going to be a simple word, easy to spell, easy to remember. We're going to give you the two ways to enter. You should enter both ways so you double your chances of winning. And we will pick a winner at the end of the week. And that winner, along with the guest, is going to go to every game of the NBA Finals. Again, this should be an epic and unprecedented third consecutive meeting between these two powerhouse teams. And you will get the chance, you and a guest, to go to every single game, VIP accommodations, travel, all that stuff. Just an unimaginably great experience for any sports fan. And all you have to do is what I hope you'd be doing anyway, just wake up in the morning, put the radio on, and listen to the show. And again, we'll give you the word tomorrow morning at 7:20 and 9:20. We'll do it every day the rest of this week. And you can enter every day and do both ways of entering both every day so that you double your chances, and hopefully you'll be one of the winners. And you could be on your way with the guest to every game of the NBA Finals. It's just an unbelievably great prize.
Terrific promotion. I was actually listening at 9:20 this morning when you guys did the winning word, and ironically, it was sweet for the second straight day, and you guys were giving your producers a lot of grief over that, Mike.
Yes, it's not ironic. It's idiotic. I mean, it's almost unimaginable. I think the guy who comes up with the word, his name is Drew Brooks. We call him Brooksy, and I'm now of the impression that that's the only word he knows how to spell. And that's the reason that he chose it on consecutive days, so I hope that he has consulted a dictionary or a thesaurus or something like that so that we can have a little variety tomorrow, because the word was the same word the first 2 days of the contest.
Yeah.
We definitely need a little something different tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you get some variety tomorrow. We'll be listening, especially at 7:20 and 9:20, Mike and Mike at the NBA Finals promotion. Always great to talk to you, Greeny. Thanks so much, man, and hope to talk soon, all right?
My pleasure. You too. Thanks very much.
All right, take care. Mike Greenberg of Mike and Mike fame here on ESPN 580.